Letters from an Alien Schoolboy. Galactic Poodle. Translated from Alien by Professor R. L. Asquith. Read by Christopher Naylor. Earthlings, listen up. You helped us vanquish our enemies, the Threggs, with your amazing music. You helped us destroy the Wiffly Biffly with your amazing jokes. But now, another deadly threat approaches. Do you have a third superpower with which to defeat them? Shiver in your Earthling shoes and listen to this. Mission Earth 3, Day 1, Sunday. Measly Earth dwelling again. Row of identical dwellings. Titchy country called England. Insignificant blob called Earth. Small dim solar system. 43rd galaxy from the right. Virgo supercluster. Still at the wrong end of the universe. Okay, Rock. Here's the good news. As you can see, we're alive. The bad news is that instead of coming home to our lovely planet Far, we're back on this foolish space blob, Earth. You remember we were bringing Earth creatures back to Far for the Emperor? They were all tiny because we had shrunk them with the amazing shrinker that my little sister Fartita had built so we could fit them into the spaceship. But 10 space tunnels were closed for repairs. So a journey that should have taken 45 Earth minutes took 2 Earth days. Sharing a spaceship with grumpy gorillas, crazy cows, and snapping crocodiles, even very small ones, is enough to drive you bootglarked, and the rats all got travel sick. Animals are such snort-blurking liars and cheats. The fox kept on begging us to let him share with the chickens and rabbits. "No, no, no," they shouted. "Boo-hoo! They are my bestest friends," moaned Foxy. "Don't be mean."